in the green room, the Bernie supporters are marching through the streets, baby. They're marching through the streets. I like it. It's good. Oh, man, where's my... Where's my notes? All right, I don't have my notes, you guys. Sucks. All right. I don't need the notes. I don't need the notes. I don't need no stinking notes. Yeah, I do. Hold on. I know. Hold on. Well, because I want to go over the polls. Let's just go over the polls and then we'll call it a day. So let's just go over the damn polls and then we'll call it a day. I don't know if we got to everything. No, we didn't. We didn't get to 17 different. We didn't get to 17 different stories. You guys know that. Okay. Build the wall and make it 10 feet high. Yeah. Build the wall and make it 10 feet long. All right. So, CNN poll. Okay. Let's talk about this three-way, or actually a four-way. So you have a four-way, and then you got a head-to-head. So in a four-way matchup, Trump tops Hillary Clinton 44-39. Gary Johnson gets 9%, and Jill Stein gets 3%. And now in a head-to-head. Trump beats Hillary 48-45. 48-45. That listen, you hit 50 plus one. You're in the money. But again, remember what I've said before. As far as these national polls, I mean, sure, you want to be winning. I mean, you don't want to be losing, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to three or four states. I don't have to repeat myself, but I will anyways. Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, possibly Wisconsin, Indiana, possibly Virginia. But Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida, those three, forget about it. Forget about it. That's where it really is. That's where it's all coming down to. But we've beaten that horse to death, and we'll keep beating that horse to death. So like I said in the first segment, Trump got a six-point convention bounce. Okay? It's the biggest bounce since 2000. What I mean by that is in 2000, Al Gore, George Bush both got 8-point bounces after their convention. All the other conventions after, so 2004 with Kerry and Bush, nobody got bounces that equaled 6 points. Obama, McCain, no bounces. Obama, Romney, no bounces. So Trump's bounce is significant. And let me do a little side note here. The ratings came in for Trump's speech, and they're about 32 million. Remember I said 40 million? I was off. Now, it was higher than Romney, but not as high as McCain's in 08. And I've seen people making little snarky comments about that. But what they seem to forget is technology and the way we watch things back in 08 is different than they are today. Today, a lot of people didn't watch that speech on network TV. you can't compare 08 to 2016 because technology was different. I mean, it just was. Factually, it was. How we watched things in 08 is different. So you got to take that into account. So anyways, we could talk about that stuff later, but let's continue. The other big moves were independents and who would be better on the economy. So 43% of independents said that Trump's convention left them more likely to back him, while 41% were dissuaded. Pre-convention, independents split 34% Clinton to 31% Trump, with a whole bunch of numbers behind Johnson, 22%, and Stein at 10%. Now, 46% say they back Trump, 20% Clinton, 15% Johnson, 4% Stein. That's huge. That's huge. Another divide is the whole education, non-college voters versus college education or people with a bachelor degree. So it says, among white voters with college degree, Clinton actually gained ground compared with pre-convention results, going from an even 40% to 40% split to a 44% to 39% edge over Trump. But Trump expanded his lead with white voters who do not hold a college degree from a 51 to 31 lead before the convention to a 62 to 23 lead now. Also, Trump's favorability rating is on the rise. 46% of registered voters say they have a positive view, up from 39 pre-convention. And his advantage over Clinton on handling a couple issues climbs. He holds a double-digit margin over Clinton as more trusted on the economy and terrorism. And Trump also cut into Clinton's edge on managing foreign policy. 50% said they trusted her more, down 57 pre-convention. The convention also had Trump's personal image rise up. 52% now say Trump is running for president for the good of country rather than personal gain. Just 44% say the same about Clinton. I mean, Trump's beating Clinton on all of these things now, on all of these topics. Sure, there's still a few that Hillary is tops on, but I mean, trustworthy, terrorism, the economy. He went from 38% being trustworthy to 43%. He's gone from 32% of the people would be proud for him or proud to have him as president to 39%. And nearly half say he's in touch with the problems ordinary Americans face in their daily lives. 46%. And 37 was the number before the convention. And despite, remember, the media said the speech was dark and the speech was was evil and there was no hope and it was just doom and gloom and rah. Well, guess what? Guess what? The people said that the speech was not divisive. Matter of fact, 42% say Trump will unite the country rather than divide it. And it was 34% before the convention. So apparently, the speech brought people together. It wasn't this divisive. It wasn't this dark. It wasn't this gloom. It was positive. 34%. 34% pre-convention. After they saw him speak, it went to 42%. I mean, guys. Guys. Guys, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And when you hear people like Robbie Mook, first off, Robbie Mook has got the worst name on. It's just a horrible name, Robbie Mook. He's the guy that's running around saying the Russians did this. The Russians, they're doing this to help Trump weather. But Robbie Mook said it was an angry mob at the convention. Just an angry mob. He didn't do anything to win over persuadable voters. He simply shored up his base. But all of these polls aren't Republican voters. I mean, even CNN's poll about the speech and if people liked it, overwhelming majority of people liked the speech. CNN didn't know what to do with themselves. CNN had no idea what to do with themselves. It was hilarious. You had to have people on CNN spin their own polls. It really was the most hilarious thing you've ever seen. They did polls. They did instant polls. Instant polls came back that said the speech was good. They liked the speech. And remember, all those wiki emails talked about dark, dark, dark. Hell, we didn't even get to the wiki emails that showed Ted Cruz and his campaign working with the DNC and the Hillary Clinton people. We didn't even get to that. But the emails and the narrative, the media, Trump is dark, divisive, dark, racist, dark, 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 bigot, dark, 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 dark. And the CNN poll comes out and says, no, we liked the speech. It was really, really good. And CNN's like, oh, well, that's because the people we polled were mainly Republicans because that's who would watch these conventions and Donald Trump speaking Republicans. That was the spin. So they had to downplay their own poll. It's like Robbie Mook. Oh, well, this poll, he didn't get any persuadable voters. What do you mean he didn't get persuadable voters? So CNN, for this poll, only polled Republicans? Is that what he did? He only polled Republicans? Is that the spin? Is that the spin? And then Melania pre-convention was 27%. Post-convention was 43%. And that's despite the media for 2 days straight talking about how she plagiarized the speech from Michelle Obama. She's a rat. She's a cheater. She's just a foreign scumbag. I mean, that was the narrative. That was the narrative. Mike Pence, he went up from 26% favorable to 39% favorable. And here's one for all the Cruz bots. I think this one's pretty good. Because remember, the Cruz bots were all about what Ted Cruz did was genius. He's a genius. He's the anti-Trump. He's genius. And we did a story Friday saying, nah, he's not a genius. He buried himself. He buried himself. Sheldon Adelson told him to F off. And then you heard Ben Shapiro. No, that was a lie. It wasn't Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson. Okay. Well, how about Mercer? Is it Mercer? Is that a lie? Another big Republican donor who gave Cruz like $11 million in this primary season. Said, you know what? What he did was horrible, and I'm not going to support him anymore. But yet still, you had the Cruz bots and other conservative websites like Erickson and them. Oh, what he did was great. It was awesome. People loved it. True conservatives love. Well, guess what, stupids? This poll showed that 60% of the Republican voting electorate had a great impression of Ted Cruz pre-convention. They liked Ted Cruz. It was a tough choice, but they went with Trump, and the others stayed with Cruz. But he had 60% support. 60%. 60%. And after he did what he did, 33%. I mean, the guy basically lost half the support of the Republican Party. I would say losing Mercer, I would say losing in this poll half, and depending on what story you believe, Adelson support or Adelson not supporting, I would say it's all been pretty disastrous for Rafael Cruz. But who am I? And in the CBS poll, which was released this morning, the CBS poll has Trump and Hillary tied. Yes, Trump and Hillary tied. So, depending on what happens, Hillary gets a bounce, according to CBS, then she will take the lead. But in theory, they're tied. Actually, oh, yes, okay. All right, Scott Pele. I'm looking at the CBS site, so they're doing a whole little thing from 60 Minutes. Now, we'll get to that, where Hillary talks about she gets treated unfairly, which is kind of funny. But in theory, Trump and Hillary are tied. So, We'll see what happens. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're going to take a, actually, it's 12:41. We're not taking a break. We're done. We're finished. We're finito. That's it. Polls, polls, polls. Polls, polls, polls. Polls, polls, polls. Okay? Polls, polls, polls. All right, listen. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget, follow us on Facebook. It's, the hell's our Facebook again? Facebook at, I'll go to it right now. It is home. I know, I should know this stuff by heart. Rob Zicari Show. Facebook.com/Rob Zicari Show. Go there and listen to the show. Listen to past episodes. And you can read articles. Go to our Twitter. Go to therobzicarishow.com, and you will enjoy all of these things. Okay, see you guys tomorrow. Be good, be strong, be safe, and keep on keeping. Get on.